When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Friday night, 10:41 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for Mix Minus. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
I barely finished my Mountain Dew in time to say something. You were rushing.
I'm excellent. Like, thank you for asking.
Taking a drink. Mm-hmm. And I've got to rush through this intro so
yeah,
I can.
There is a thing that we do. Adam, you and I just came off of another show, another podcast prior to this. It was the first State of the Station for Pride 48 that has happened in 2021. And if people did not hear that show, because there were some big announcements about the live streaming event coming up this year and some other announcements that were made pertaining to Pride 48, if you wanted to listen to that, where would they find that show, Adam?
At Pride48.com.
Go to Pride48.com. Look for State of the Station. It happened on April 23rd. Spoiler alert, there's a live streaming event on July 23rd. But you should totally go and listen to the show.
It's Pride48.com. Oh, it's too long of a link. Okay. What you do is you go, there's a shows button in the header.
Yeah.
And when you scroll over that, there's a drop down and you click on State of the Station.
Okay.
And that will take you to all of the previous State of the Stations, including the one that we just did.
Okay. And I think, isn't there also a Pride 48 shows feed that you can subscribe to that you can find on iTunes and most places that podcasts are found? Yeah. So just look for the Pride 48 feed. That's Pride 48 shows feed that has the State of the Stations on it.
I believe it's called Pride 48 Network Shows.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. You know what? We could check at our good friends over at Podchaser, podchaser.com, and find out. But they, we have something to say about them a little bit later. Adam, how are you this week?
I'm doing well. I didn't have a whole lot of topics. I was sitting there. I was like, oh my God, chat room. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to do?
And every single idea that they tossed out, you were just like, nah.
I was like, no, that's not good. Thank you.
Let me ask you, after you did the State of the Station earlier this evening, after you did the State of the Station.
Yes.
Were you relieved thinking, I don't have to do the intro to the show ever again? Because as long as you and I have worked together, Adam, we are aware of each other's. We are aware of each other's strengths and weaknesses. And that's one of my few.
Are you saying that's a weakness of mine?
I'm saying that is one of my few strengths is that to do an intro to a show. That's one of my few strengths.
No, I don't love doing an intro. It's not something that I enjoy doing. I like coming in with a little witty, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to think my whatevers are witty. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But yeah, an intro is something I've always struggled with. I've been podcasting, Daniel, for a long time.
For years and years. Years
and years, I want to tell you thank you for the shade, by the way, but posing like, oh, were you glad that you're not going to have to do the intros anymore? Because, there's someone in the team of Adam and Daniel and Adam, who's happens to be really good at intros. And I don't want to, I don't want to brag or anything, but it's not you.
I'm just saying, I don't have any strengths, but that is one of them.
I've said this before on other shows, but when I started podcasting in the 1870s,
back in the teletype days,
there was this radio show that I listened to, And the way they started their show is their theme song would come on. And then you, and as they brought the music down,
yes,
you would just hear a conversation already going on.
You're speaking, and of course, of the Russ Martin show.
The Russ Martin show. I loved it. Show, yeah. I know. I talked about it on Geeky Gay the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's how we started the Adam and Maddie show. And then when you came along, you already had your whole, you know, shtick and repartee and, you know, intro charisma. And so it just, you know, and that is how it happened.
I modeled my, because the radio show that I listened to as a kid all the time was the Bob Lasseter show. And he was just incredible. I love Bob Lasseter. He was amazing. I also listened to Phil Hendry, who would have on the most ridiculous fucking guests that you could ever imagine on a talk show. Just guests that were like, how are these guests staying on the show? I would have hung up. It's like he's berating them and making fun of them. And they're still just like, they don't understand that. And they're still on the phone. And then years later, I realized that it's like Phil Hendry was doing all the voices, like live, in that he was switching between phone and microphone back and forth between the call-in guest and his mic. It was a genius art form. And when you go back and listen to those shows now, understanding that he's doing all the parts in it, except for the other person calling in who thinks it's a real guest. It's like, it is genius. And those were the people that I idolized. Was there a point to this? I don't know if there was a point.
I don't know. Did you ever listen to the Tom Likas show?
I know the name. And I think C-SPAN used to do this thing every so often where they would simulcast radio talk radio shows. And I think I might've seen him on one of those. Because Tom Likas, was he syndicated? Was he national?
Yeah, he was syndicated, and he was one of those, you know, I want to be a shock jock. He wanted women to show their breasts and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Whip them out Wednesday on the Opie and Anthony show.
he would always start out his show and be like, thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas show. This is the show where we get together to, you know, and it was, anyway. So he had a very forceful. Sounds very much
like, what's that guy that got banned from Twitter? What's that guy, the crazy right wing guy? Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's going to sound like this. He's very angry about the whole thing. He's just like, Bob Chapek took over Disney. Let me tell you something. He's a lizard person. He's a lizard person from outer space who's come here to take over us. They're closing down the Living Seas, and it's not because they're not making money or anything. It's because the dolphins were drained out of it, and they're just flopping around out in the parking lot, and they didn't want you to see. He's a lizard person, and he needs to be put in the ground. And that guy, Alex Jones.
Well, maybe.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't know. No, that's not it. Wait a minute.
I feel like I'm just twisting my dial in my Isuzu pup in the 80s as I'm driving down I-275.
Well, that sucked.
Clearly.
How do you just find what you're looking for?
What are you looking for?
Well, let's see if this is
6-6.
Oh, this is it. This is it.
Than 1 minute away from the start of the Tom Likas show. It's time for all departments and personnel to check in for today's broadcast. Music library?
Music library ready.
Good. How about the sound effects people?
Sound effects ready.
Okay, master clock people, timing, are you there?
6 o'clock. Hello? Timing and flow ready.
Wonderful.
Turntables ready.
Great. Pre-recorded department.
Tape decks ready.
And our splicing people.
Dubbing and editing.
Splicing
ready.
People?
And ready. Dubbing
and enough. Ready. Cool it already. Editing. Special effects, are you there?
Special effects. Oh my lord.
How many people do they have?
Boxes ready.
Oh, that's wonderful. How about the sales department? Are you there?
Marketing and sales. Ready, ready, ready.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, engineering department, are you there?
Engineering department, stand by.
Stand by. We're on the air in a minute.
Engineering ready.
Thank you very much. B-Duke department, please. Thank you, John Paul George, and ready. Okay.
I feel like...
down the musical background as we go to the 10-second countdown for the Tom Likas show. Thank you. We are 10 seconds away from the start of the Tom Likas show. All departments, all personnel, stand by. The Tom Likas show is about to go on the air. At 3 seconds, we will go to silence, and then we will cue the opening theme for the Tom Likas show. Stand by. Cue the theme.
From Los
Los Angeles. It's the Tom Likas Show.
Oh, God.
And now, he is Tom Likas.
6 minutes after the hour, thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. We're America's fastest growing radio talk program, a talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No, I am your host. Write down this toll-free telephone.
There you go, Tom Likas.
He just sounds like how would anyone take him seriously? How would anyone just like, hello, ma'am, I'm calling to let you know that your car warranty has expired. I'm very happy about it, and I can't explain it. I'm just so happy about it, and I'm crazy crappy.
I didn't prepare that clip, but that was much.
You know what I was going to say, Adam, is one of your strengths is the ability to stick with a bit even after it's just tanked. That stick-to-itness, Adam, that is a sure strength of yours.
Sunk cost fallacy, Daniel. It's all about sunk cost fallacy. That's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, actually, when I listened to him, because that was a much younger clip of him, but when I listened to him, his voice had gotten a lot raspier, and that little beginning intro, they eventually ditched that. You know,
person like that that's an actual job. What are you? I'm the splice person. I like to splice things together, sometimes jeans, sometimes whatnot. Adam, did you see this thing on, I'm doing it again. I'm saying your name.
That's fine. You can say my name.
I feel like, also I'm a little bit light in my cans here, but did you see this Apple announcement?
That's what they've always said about you, Daniel. You're a little light in your cans.
I often say that. Well, there ain't nothing light about my can. It's a big ass. Let me say this, Adam. Again, with a name. Did you see this Apple announcement on Tuesday?
No, I did not. I don't watch Apple announcements because all this rigmarole about, oh, it's the next new blah, 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 you know, or whatever, and people clapping and stuff. I'm like, it's a computer. Come on, folks. I mean, I don't need an announcement about it. I did hear that they announced some purple shit.
Purple phone. Purple
and
iMac.
Some sort of tag. And we know that tags for losing things have existed for years. But now people who love Apple can use the Apple tag.
The Apple tag. I feel like there was a time several years ago, let's call it 5 years ago, just because that seems about right, that I was a very big proponent of Google. I would often recommend Google for this. And like someone has that, you know, when someone would say, what's the best solution to this on our award-winning technology segment? I would say, oh, well, Google, blah, blah, blah would be the answer to that. And I used to get shit from these Apple people all the time. Like, you're just a Google fanboy. You never say anything bad about Google, blah, blah, blah. And I think even over this last, like at least 2 years ago, when I came back to podcasting, it was one of the first things I said was, let me tell you, Google has been fucking stuff up lately. It's like they've gotten too big. They're fucking things up. They're not the golden boy that they once were, which of course led into that whole Chick-fil-A, talking about how companies are companies and they change over time. The company that you remember today is not the company as it existed 50 years ago, whatever. They change over time. Apple had a period where they did some really good stuff, and they've had a period where they've done a lot of fucking mediocre stuff. And the thing that I want to just call out a couple of these people that used to call me a Google fanboy all the time. I just want to call out Larry Vader from the Little Fatty Cast, who tweeted the other day after the Apple thing. He's like, well, I guess Mike dropped the mic on that. Ha ha ha. They show that they're the best company in the world ever. And then Archer on his recent podcast started the show by saying that he was going to talk about the excellent Apple announcement that came out on Tuesday.
I mean, I'm sure it was fine.
No, let me say this, Adam. If you listen to Archer's latest show, he starts it off by talking about Apple's excellent event and spends the next 22 minutes talking about how every announcement sucked. he was talking about how every announcement that they made sucked, except for maybe the AirTags or whatever. But he started off by saying it was an excellent, excellent thing. It's like, when are we going to like realize? It's like Apple just put out some iterative stuff this time. It's like they put out some stuff that was mildly iterative. It's like I have the old iPad Pro from last year. It's still really fast, and I don't need a new iPad Pro with an M1. That's all they changed. Oh, it's got a bigger, you know, a brighter display and a M1 chip. It's like, okay, but nothing's bad on my iPad Pro right now. It's like, I can wait several years. This is not a groundbreaking, oh, I've got to trade in my old stuff and get it immediately. This is all very, very iterative. Iterative. It's like someone even earlier tonight asked you if you were going to get the new M1 iMac. But you, I mean, you just bought the M1 Mac Mini like 3 weeks ago, which is the exact same computer.
It's like, yeah, I will admit that the Mac Mini that I bought has been able to do everything that I've thrown at it. It seems to be really peppy. Mm-hmm. And I've done some Blender modeling on it because we all know I'm a famous Blender modeler now.
Yes, yes.
My Adobe Audition.
You can find Adam on Fiverr if you want some Blender stuff done.
I'll model a coffee mug for
it's
you.
It's like Adam has a little ad there. It's just like, I will blend anything you would like
anything for
$5. And in reality, he's just going to use his Nutribullet to.
This isn't an aside. This isn't an aside, but. And I know I've said this a million times, but I was watching Blender tutorials earlier today. It is just, Daniel, it is
like,
just
like
amazing.
How to make a daiquiri?
No. Blender, the application, the 3D modeling application. Okay. It is amazing to me how these people who use these softwares can recreate something so well that you would have no idea that it's not the real world that you're looking at. This guy, this guy took this photo of a real subway station, created a 3D subway station that looked identical. Now, I know we've been watching movies for years where this has been happening, but you just kind of suspend disbelief and you don't even think about it being CGI. It is amazing. Yep. Anyway, but no, what I was going to say about Apple, though, look, I've never been. That's fine. My problem has always been with the Apple fanboys and not with Apple, because Apple is a computer company. You know, they sell computers, they have nice products, but the people who are in the cult of Apple are so like, oh, everything has to be Apple. Everything I buy, if Apple makes a toaster, I'm going to buy a toaster.
Yes.
Look, I bought a Mac. It's doing great, other than the
disappearing cursor, which we learned earlier in the pre-show that it was actually just a feature. It's a feature of Apple. And if you would like to hear our pre-show, all you have to do is join our behind-the-scenes club. It's called Level 13. It gives you access to all kind of behind-the-scenes shows that we do here between our two podcasts, this one that you're listening to, Mix Minus, and my other podcast, That Darn Elvis. With Scott, we have all kind of pre-shows and post-shows, all kind of extra audio that you can listen to absolutely free. All you have to do is just send us an email and say you want to join. Send us an email to contact@mixminuspodcast.com and we can go ahead, Adam. So sorry. I interrupted you.
That was about all I had to say about Apple. But let's talk about reviews for good, Daniel.
Let's talk about reviews for good. But I feel like a young Scott starting to read some ad copy as I was sitting down in front of my tape recorder. Podchaser, our good friends over at Podchaser, podchaser.com, are giving away for the entire month of April. So this is your last chance to do it because this is the last show before the end of April. We do another one on the 30th, but that one's too late to do. You get what I'm saying. This is the last time that you have a chance to do this. Go over to podchaser.com and leave a review on this podcast or another podcast you listen to, whatever podcast that you like. Hell, do it to all of the podcasts you like, because for every review that you leave, Podchaser is going to donate 25 cents to Meals on Wheels America, Go Further Fund. It's a easy way for you to help out your favorite podcast by getting them more visible, as well as having a big company donate some money to a good cause. And for every review that is left on our show that we reply to, they will match it with another 25 cents. So if you leave a review on our podcast, we promise we will reply to it. Therefore, 50 cents to Meals on Wheels America, Go Further Fund. Go over to podchaser.com, podchaser.com, and help them out. and help us
out. Did you just say you and I were going to match every donation?
No. As long as we reply to the review, which we've had three so far. And I did reply to all three. For every time that we reply, they add another quarter.
All the millions of reviews we're going to get, I don't know if I can afford to match, those 25 cents. Have we gotten any?
Yeah, we've gotten three. I told you.
Oh.
Three, Adam. Three.
Three. That's a good number.
It's a good number.
I'm
not mad about it.
No, I'm not mad about it.
That's 75 cents. No, wait, actually $1.50 that Meals on Wheels Go Further America didn't have before.
So do you like to have a clean home? Wow.
Let's get back to the strengths and weaknesses here, Adam. It's like, that is not a segue. That is an abrupt whiplash like turn that you have.
Yeah, that's my strength. It's segues, Daniel. Yours is intros.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I should start my Geeky Gay. Thank you for tuning in to Geeky Gay. This is the show that's not hosted by a right-wing wacko. No. I'm your host.
You're not peppy enough. And you got to get way close to the mic on that. You gotta be kind of crunchy on the whole.
I see.
It's a compression thing. You know what, Adam? We hired a cleaner off of Amazon back before this whole pandemic to come over and clean, like do a one-time, like a spring cleaning kind of a thing after we moved into the house, to clean the bathrooms and stuff. But we hired ours off Amazon and it was only a one-time thing. I heard that you're going to be getting a live-in maid, is that what I'm right. to understand?
Yeah, no, yes.
She's going to live downstairs exactly. in the...
first of all, I want to say, Mark and I don't know if you have this thing with Zach.
A live-in maid? No, we do not.
No. Adam. What I'm about to say, Daniel, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yes, okay.
Do you have this mental game of who does more around the house? I know this is a couple thing to where, mm-hmm. You've been together for a while and it's not like you have a list. I would really love to have a list. Actually, I have recommended several times, Mark, why don't we make a list and then put our names by the thing that are assigned to us? Because I feel like we have this little unspoken game of who has done more this week. Right. Is that something that you have ever experienced with Zach?
No.
No. Oh, okay. I wonder if Auntie Scott and Drew have this. They've been together for so long.
They've been forever. But then that's not a good one because Auntie Vera and Drew have. Oh, excuse me, Auntie Scott and Drew have. An entire staff. It's like, I don't know if you knew this or not. Downton Abbey was actually based off of Scott and Drew's life.
Auntie Scott in the chat room says, "Nope, Drew does everything." Well, that's one way to solve it. So look, I will admit freely that I am not lazy. I don't think I'm a lazy person. I am, however, a procrastinator. Mm-hmm. Now, I am in a relationship with someone who is the opposite of a procrastinator. If there are things to be done, he is going to do them. He is not going to wait. If the laundry needs to be done, he's going to do it. If the floors need to be swept, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And it doesn't matter if it was on my list or whoever, he's going to do it. Well, then I feel bad because he's done all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was going to. I mean, this is always, well, I was going to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't.
But you didn't.
And so this is the thing. Maybe it's just a me thing. But anyway, so I do cook every night. But so Mark brought up maybe just for a spring cleaning sort of situation, we should get someone mm-hmm. to come in and do the spring cleaning. He said it doesn't really make sense to have somebody come every week. He says, because I do the floors and, whatever.
Was your opportunity to go, oh, boy, Phoebe, but you work so hard. Yes, of course you deserve to have someone do this burdensome work for you.
I said, so I don't feel so guilty. Why don't we just have someone come all the time? Then we don't have to worry about who's doing it. That's pretty much what I said. But my mom, we were over at my parents' house the other day and she says, oh, I've got this great cleaning lady. I feel like cleaning ladies, you have to hear through the grapevine. Because we've tried, look, we've tried companies where, you know, there's a lit, like Molly Maid, for instance.
Yes.
So expensive and they suck.
Yes.
At least our experience was not good. Mm-hmm. We tried another cleaning company that when we moved out of the first house we ever lived in, sucked. But I feel like you need to talk to people who have a cleaning person and they've vetted them. They know they do a good job. They know the chemicals are good that they use. You know, all that kind of stuff. And so mom recommended that, you know, she said, oh, Maria does a great job.
Yes.
And so I mean, Maria came over.
This is 2021, right? You could go to Yelp. You could go to any number of websites that rate, like Angie's List and stuff. There's tons of places that will rate small businesses, even Google Maps sometimes will give you the ratings of local companies and reviews and stuff. I'm just saying, you
don't. I don't like Angie's List.
Okay, well, that was one of four that I listed, so you don't have to use that one.
This Angie,
is that your Joe Batance?
Yeah, this Angie. I don't remember what it was. There was something.
Adam.
Yeah.
This Angie is such a cunt.
Yeah, exactly. she is. So mom made a recommendation. And then today, Maria came over.
Maria.
And
I'm sorry. My vision in my head of your mom is probably incorrect. But because I know of her right wing shenanigans, it's like I could not picture a cleaning person that she suggested being named anything other than Maria. It's just like, it's Maria. She doesn't speak English. And we pay her in pesos.
Anyway, I should have made up a different name, but look, there in Arkansas,
Consuela.
In Arkansas, we have a lot of Hispanic people, and you know, it's just a thing in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. We do.
It is not stereotypical whatsoever to have
my best
cleaning person.
My best friend when I was growing up was Hispanic, and his name is Johnny. And anyway,
is that Johnny with an H, J-H-O-N-N-Y?
J-O-H-N-N-Y. And Johnny Roque. I don't know why I'm giving his full name. Should I give out his social security number as well?
Sure, if you've got it.
He married my friend Angela.
Yeah.
Lovely couple. Anyway, so yeah, she came over today and we don't know yet whether we're going to do. So I said, you know, probably more than she wanted information. I asked for more information than she probably wanted to share. I said, can you give us an estimate on that? I said, can you give us an estimate on a quarterly deep cleaning? Could you tell us what that would include, like what you would do, you know, in a more of a deep spring cleaning sort of situation versus if you wanted to come once a month or if we wanted you to come once a month and maybe we did some light cleaning the other weeks versus like a weekly versus, you know, whatever. And so anyway, she walked around the house. We got to the porn shower. She said, oh, it's a very nice shower.
I heard from your neighbors it's called the porn shower.
She said, I listen to your show.
Mr. Adam, I listen to your show. I'm sorry, this is so bad, but I can't get this stereotype out of my head with this Maria thing.
So yeah, I mean, we walked around. So she sent me an estimate. I don't know, should I give the numbers out on the... on the air?
Yeah, we don't know if these are right or not. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Make up some numbers, Adam. What are the estimates?
So she said for a quarterly cleaning.
Well, you don't want that.
Yeah, quarterly. I said, like,
well,
if
I thought
we did
you were going to do weekly.
I said give us options.
Okay.
So quarterly we said either quarterly, and if you did quarterly, it would be we would want windows, blinds, baseboards.
Right.
You know, more of a deep cleaning sort of stuff.
Right.
So, and then if you do it once a month, you know, it could just be the not quite as deep of a clean. I don't know.
Or rotate it. Like this month you'll do the baseboards. Next month you'll do the skylights. I don't know if you have skylights. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't have any. We don't
apparently
have any
live in the Brady house in the 70s with a skylight. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, when my parents got married, my stepdad married my mom, he put a skylight in my room before
I moved
in.
Did it leak? All skylights leak, by the way.
It didn't leak, did it actually. It's very nice. So anyway, the amount for quarterly, Daniel, if you wanted Maria to clean your home.
I'm keeping you jabs here, Adam. What is the amount?
$280
for quarterly. $280 a quarter. So that would be, doing the math quickly in my head, 560, so 1,120 a year, right? Yes, did I get that right?
I'm not good at math, but sure.
Okay.
For once a month, $180. So yeah, those are our, we don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what we're going to do yet. Mark wants to do quarterly. So
yeah, so quarterly is going to come out to $1,120 a year. Your monthly is going to come out to $2,160 a year. That's $180 a month, right? So
yes.
$2,160 a year. So really it just comes out to, you know, what you want to do. Now, what I would do if it were me is I would say, okay, how much for you just to come and do it once? And then we can judge what, like, I would be willing to pay her the $280 to come and do one time and then decide on whether I wanted to then pick up another contract. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, well, that's always an option. She right. said, when she came today, she said, you can do one time and do then decide.
Time. Do one time and see, right? Do the $280 once and then see how good she is.
And we're not signing any contracts or anything. I mean, it's not like if we say we want to do quarterly, we could cancel at any time. It's not.
Well, you know, Adam, that's why I suggested her to you. I'm your mom right now for some reason. That's why I suggested her to you, because she can't read. So you don't have to have a contract with her.
I'm sure she reads. I'm sure she does.
She probably has like a master's degree or something. I'm sitting here making fun of her. But it's just, I'm sorry, Maria from your mom.
I didn't get that much information, Daniel. She's a very nice lady. She came over and did an estimate. That's all I know. I don't know her. I don't know if she reads. I didn't give her a reading test. I don't know any of that.
Great.
But
I'm taking a thing off the thing.
We will see. I don't think you had to do that. We have.
I don't know.
30 minutes in.
I don't want to talk to it. I don't want to talk about it because I think it's not funny. It's not fun. I feel like we're going pretty good right now, Adam, and I don't want to bring the, let's bring it down. Let's bring the show down. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that.
You don't want to, you feel like a technology segment would bring it down?
I can throw it in after the news game if we need to, yeah. But I want to do this.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret.
Excellent. It is the contact segment. Here's the contact.
You're really good at intros.
Welcome. I'm Tom Likas to the contact segment of the show. This is a segment of the show where we play your voicemails and read your emails. Adam, did we get any emails this week?
Well, shit. You asked me that and I wasn't prepared. I thought you had.
The answer is no. The answer is no. We never get email. It's I'm beginning to wonder if our email system is just broken. No, we never get email.
We got an email.
We did? From whom?
We got Brian in Danbury says, hey, I'd like to join level 13.
I mean, we don't typically read the level 13 things on the.
Did you reply to him?
I did.
Because it says, hello, is this thing on? We don't, but. That did come to contact at mix-podcast.com. Right. So we are getting emails there.
We did get a voicemail, however, Adam. Let's listen to it now, shall we?
Hello, Adam and Daniel. Yes, hello. I said Adam's name first.
Yeah, it's alphabetical.
Because, Adam, you deserve an Apple event today. Oh, my gosh, it was so exciting. Aww. I don't know what to buy. Should I buy an iPad Pro like you just bought? P.S. except this would be much, much better. But I hate iPads.
Wait. Adam didn't buy the iPad Pro. I did, Scotty. I was the one that bought the iPad Pro, not Adam. He bought the iMac. Is this the same email?
No, I didn't buy an iMac. I bought a Mac Mini.
Is this the same email he sent to your show? Did you poach it? Because, no, there's not enough birds. No. There's not enough birds in the back.
No, it's not the same voicemail. It's different.
Yeah, anyway. Bought one once, never make that mistake again. Or should I buy AirTags and I can just tag everything I own? Mm-hmm. Only $150 for four here in Australia.
Right.
What else was there? Something else? Of course, a new IMAX. Yes. In six colors.
Six.
Plus gray, which doesn't six. Count as a color.
Six colors.
If I got a $20,000 bonus like some people, I would buy one in every color and put them all throughout the house.
For what? Oh,
it just looks so good.
For what?
And Daniel, we haven't forgotten about you.
You should totally go and listen to Archer's show because he will tell you why you shouldn't waste your money on those iMacs. They only have two ports.
I don't know who he was talking about, but I didn't get a $20,000 bonus.
Yeah, it was way more.
That is way more than that.
All right, let's go.
That is not accurate.
All new, never before seen, better than ever, latest in the world.
Yes,
Apple Podcasts app.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right, an app for podcasts. And it's got so many features you won't believe.
Really. This is the selling point now, is their shitty podcast app.
I can't tell them all now because I'm at work and I'm running out of breath because it's so exciting. Yeah. And I've come to this place where there's hardly any background noise because we all know that you guys don't believe in animals.
Oh, you ran out of time.
You know, the new podcast app that Apple has, we didn't mention this, has a subscription feature.
Yeah.
So we could do a subscription only.
Subscription only. And they also take 30%. It's just like, what the fuck?
And only for people with iPhones or iPads. Nobody with an Android phone would be able to subscribe.
Or anything else. As we've come to learn, some of our elderly listeners go onto the web and listen to things.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a shame.
I feel like I want to take Scott on like a tour of Podchaser because I think Scott would really enjoy Podchaser. Like he could put all of his podcasts that he likes and set up email alerts for them so that when a new episode comes out, it emails him and goes, hey, by the way, new episode, you can listen right now, because he doesn't have a podcatcher and Podchaser could act like a podcatcher for him.
I think you would as well. I don't know his workflow. I don't know his use case, you know, for listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
We should map his user journey.
Mm-hmm. Write a user story about it and put it into the Scrum.
Do a value stream mapping and we could figure it out. But yeah, I think he would enjoy it.
Adam, you were just saying that it's like we have this new guy that's starting in a couple of weeks. He's going to be like my boss's boss. And I said something today about the next PI and of one of our products. And my boss is like, well, we may not be doing those much longer because the new guy doesn't like safe. It's like our entire organization is set up for safe, right?
I mean, you know, you should always.
No, but I'm just saying, this scaling agile framework.
Right.
It's like, so we do PIs, right? We do planning increments. Like, so we plan for the next five sprints and then have an innovation sprint after that. That's how our entire development system works. And the primary reason for that is because our executive board that has to oversee these things still works in waterfall. So the only way that you can sync up a waterfall with any kind of predictability is with safe, right? You can't just do open-ended agile. And so I'm just sitting there scratching my head. It's like, this is just going to be another in a long line of these people that come in, try to make changes and get frustrated because there just is not a good fit and they're going to leave. And it's just, it's like, my life is going to be like your podcast. Like, you know how you're constantly bitching about your job? My life is going to be like your podcast starting 2 weeks from now. I might as well just take over your podcast for a few months or so while this guy's there. Well,
I do have a new boss, so I'm hoping. And so far, so good. She's very organized. And I wanted a woman. I've been wanting a female boss for years. It's been a while since I've had a female. I much prefer a female.
So I just figured I would throw in Safe, Agile, and Waterfall just with no context whatsoever, just to, because you said something about a tech segment, and you know, that feels pretty tech. That first word. Let's do
this. We also, you know, we have some teams that do Kanban. We do sprints. So like one of my products does Kanban, but another one of my products does sprints.
People that do Kanban are just lazy. There I said it.
They don't like to plan.
There I said it. Tell me, Adam, what you were.
Oh yeah. Follow up. So I think I talked about on this show that my mom, mm-hmm. I don't know. I have so many shows, Daniel, but my mom wanted me, she asks me to order things for her.
She makes you order, like you're her Amazon. She calls you and goes, on the catalog on page 12, there's a skirt that I want. Can you order that? Thank you.
So I just want to do a follow up on this. So I ordered it. She sent me a screenshot, Daniel, a screenshot of the thing that she wanted.
This is your mom evolving with time. Instead of ripping out a page of a catalog and mailing it to you, she actually took a screenshot and emailed it to you.
Yeah, well, she texted me, but she texted me a screenshot. And
by the way, it's been bugging me all show that your on the air sign is not on behind you.
It's broken.
Oh, okay, great.
So she sent me a screenshot. So I had to actually search on Amazon. She didn't just send me a link, like, you know, share the link with Adam. So he goes directly to the thing that you want.
No, she's going to send you a picture.
And Daniel, this is a catcher's mitt. I am not a sporty person. Mm-hmm. I have never played sports in my life. I snow ski.
If people were to say, if you were to take the test on what Spice Girl were you? Sporty would not be sporty.
No.
No.
And she sent me this screenshot and I just looked at
it. I mean, we all know it would be posh. It would be posh, basically, Adam. It would be posh.
And I looked at the title and the picture.
Yes.
Because I wanted to make sure the picture was. And it says McGregor Junior Series Catcher's Mitt. And then there's some code after it.
Yes.
Some code after it. But I looked, okay, Catcher's Mitt. And so I searched on Amazon and I found it and I looked for the one that was going to arrive the soonest. Cause my mom was all about, you know, we've got to get it by Tuesday or Wednesday because we're leaving on Thursday. We got to have it, you know? So I just picked the one that was going to arrive the quickest, mm-hmm. Placed the order. She gave me her credit card. So I put her credit card in, all that kind of stuff. So I didn't even have to pay for it. It was great.
This would be the McGregor Junior Series Catcher Mitt LHT.
So then,
for $54.26 with Prime shipping.
So then, I order it.
Yes.
And Tuesday night, my mom calls me, mm-hmm. and she says, "Adam, thank you so much for ordering the catcher's mitt. We really appreciate it. It arrived today, but they sent us the wrong one. We needed right hand throw."
Oh, that's what the LHT stands for, is left hand throw.
What did you need? Oh. Right hand throw. Right. She said they sent left hand throw.
Right. LHT.
And I was like, mom, you didn't tell me.
Oh my God. The right handed are a dollar more. They're $55.43.
I said, you didn't tell me. I don't know. I've never played baseball. How do I know? I said, okay, yeah, there is some code there, RHT. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what that stood for. And I went, so I had to, she said, well, can you reorder? And then we'll send this one back. So I said, hey, a friend of mine told me that you can return things to Kohl's.
You can.
I said, so I said, call them first because I don't know what they need.
You go on Amazon and you instigate a return and then one of your choices will be to return it to Kohl's.
So I had to reorder.
Yes.
Then not only that, but the left hand or the right hand throw.
Yes.
Was not going to arrive by Thursday, which is when they were leaving. And so I needed to mail it directly to my nephew's house. So then I had to put in my nephew's address. And then on Friday, so it arrived. I mean, everything was fine. So on actually it was Thursday because they left on Thursday. So on Thursday, when they left, before they left, my mom called me and she said, hey, I called Kohl's and they need a QR code and something.
Yeah,
I don't
know. You have to instigate an actual return.
And and she said, we're leaving today. Would you mind just doing that for me? She said, I'll bring it over there.
You have like a month to do it.
So like, of course I said yes. Cause you know, I mean, you know how I am. I'm like, oh sure. No problem.
Where is Shane tonight? I haven't seen Shane tonight.
He's here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's downstairs.
Maybe in the post show you can show us Shane. Cause I don't know what Shane looks like. I would like to get an idea of what Shane looks like.
Yeah, I can't. He doesn't like walking up the stairs.
No, but you can join Zoom from your cell phone and go downstairs and show us on the post show. You can show us.
I could.
For the audio post show, we'll have to like tell you. But for people watching, yeah, you could go downstairs.
We'll describe what Shane. Well, he's got a big scar on his head right now because he gets all these moles now.
Sorry,
Shane. And he's had all these surgeries. Anyway, so I had to reorder. I ordered, then I reordered. And then now I'm having to do the return myself. I'm just my mom's personal shopper.
Apparently. So are you just going to get her Amazon Prime, put her on your Amazon Prime account so she can just order her own damn stuff?
I need to look at that because the thing that I'm not sure about, and maybe you already know the answer to this.
Yes.
I thought you had to be in the same at the same address.
No, I've had my nephews on my family list for a long time. Okay. But now they're all, you know, adults and doing well and they have their own list, but you can add, I think, that doesn't sound right. You can add, I think like 5 people to your Amazon family list. Maybe it's
something like that. I just wasn't sure if they needed to be in the same.
No. What they don't get are your Amazon Prime video. So all the they don't get the Twitch benefits or the Amazon Prime Video benefits or whatever, but they do get, if you belong to Amazon Music, they would get that. If you belong to, you know, the other things that you can sign up for under Prime, they will also get. But
well, I already made the mistake of setting up my Amazon Prime on my parents' Roku because they wanted to watch Downton Abbey.
Right. It's messing up your suggestions.
No, I don't care about that, but now they've figured out how to rent movies on there. and you know, it'll be like, oh, we'll pay you back. We'll pay you back, son.
We can rent whatever movie we want for free. Sign up for the fights.
So now they rent movies on my Amazon Prime. God,
that is just so crazy. on our Disney Plus, you can have numerous family members. And so Zach's dad and stepmom wanted to get Disney Plus. I was like, oh, here, I'll just add you to mine because they wanted to look at it or whatever. And so they show up on my little list when you go in, right? They show up on my list of user accounts. I've never gone in. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know what they're looking at on Disney Plus. I feel like that's... I don't want to know. I don't want to know what they've been watching on Disney Plus. Who knows?
Well, before I'm sure I've talked about this already, but before I set my parents up, I had to go in and delete my history because I had watched a bunch of, was it Now? Was that the queer?
Yeah, the queer.
Whatever. I had watched a bunch of Now stuff. Like there was that a show that documented the lives of these male porn stars.
Yeah.
That so I had watched all and all this kind of stuff.
Now, which are great.
Yeah. So. I deleted all that. Got rid of the history.
Adam, let's do this.
All right.
I said your name again. I've got to stop.
I know. It's Daniel, let's do it.
Let me do that again because I fat fingered that one. Notice I have my theme song set to restart when I press them, Adam. We don't have to go through all of your theme song in order to...
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask?
It is the Mix Minus News Game. News game? Yeah, that's right. It's the segment of the show where Adam will ask me 5 questions from the New York Times news quiz, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will attempt to answer. These are multiple choice questions, but I will avoid asking for the multiple choice unless I get stuck. If you want to play along, you can hover to NY Time. I was trying to pour myself a drink, and I thought I had more time. So I'm kind of discombobulated. Adam, what is our first question tonight?
All right, Daniel, our first question is, jurors in Minneapolis delivered a verdict in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd.
The murder of George Floyd, yes.
What did they convict Chauvin of? Select all that apply.
Oh, so this is a case where I'm going to actually need you to provide me with the list. Yeah. Okay. How many am I picking? There were three. There were three charges. So
it doesn't even say. You just have to select that apply.
I remember from the trial, there were three charges.
All right. First degree murder.
No, he was not charged with first degree murder.
Second degree murder.
Second degree murder he was charged with.
Third degree murder.
He was also charged with third degree murder and I believe a felony charge of something.
Second degree manslaughter.
Okay.
Or nothing. They acquitted him of all charges.
Oh, then it must have been second degree manslaughter because he was guilty on all three charges. So I'm going to go with those, not first degree and not nothing at all. So the three other ones. Yay.
That's correct. From 2013 through 2020, police officers in the U.S. killed an average of about 3 Americans each day.
Jesus Christ.
Since George Floyd's death last May and the increased attention on policing, what has happened to the average number of daily deaths caused by police? Your choices are risen significantly, remained stable, or fallen significantly.
I feel like because in the days leading up to the end of the Chauvin trial, Chauvin trial, that there were a lot of other shootings that happened by police. And I feel like we think that it's gone up a lot, but I feel like it's always been that way. We're just paying attention to it. I feel like the numbers have not changed. The racist fucking cops shoot 3 American or kill 3 Americans every day. I believe that is...
Remain stable, is what you're saying?
Yes, I believe that is still the case. It's just we're hearing about it more.
That's correct. Daily deaths caused by police officers remained stable in the last year.
Here's the thing. You know what? I'm so sick of people. I don't have soapbox music here, but it's like I am so sick of people going, "Oh, it's just a few bad eggs. It's just one or two rotten apples." It's like the majority of police officers are the good guys. They're the good apples and everything. Let me tell you, if you good apples don't start fucking speaking up, if your answer to this is to turn your back while the supposed one or two bad apples like go off and like do their racist fucking killing of people. If it truly is the fact that the majority of you are good apples, then open your fucking mouth and clean out your house because the rest of us are sick of it. Sick of it. Not sick of hearing of it. Sick of it. Sick of you killing people, you racist fucks. Thank you for joining my TED Talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This week, NASA achieved a notable first in space. What was it?
They flew a helicopter on another planet. They, what's her name? What's her name? Sojourner? Is that the name of the helicopter? That's gotta be a choice.
Oh, that's neat. They have an animation of a flying drone when you select the correct answer on the page.
is it called Sojourner?
It's called Ingenuity.
Oh, Ingenuity. Okay.
Ingenuity, a robotic helicopter on Mars, performed the first flight on another planet. Wait a minute. That's weird.
What?
Because then, so that's the, I didn't give you the choices, but that was the choice that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
But then the description says a helicopter that traveled to Mars on board NASA's new rover. The rover is called Perseverance.
Yes.
The helicopter is called Ingenuity.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
It's really a drone. It's not really a helicopter.
It's cool. someone here, because there's like a 10-minute radio delay between here and there. Like, so they have to program things and then wait 10 minutes for it to get it, and then wait 10 more minutes for them to get confirmation back that it did it.
I've tried. I bought a drone when Mark and I went to Utah. Those are the hardest things to pilot.
I know. And now they did it on Mars.
How do you? All right. Number four, I think.
Number four, Adam.
That blah feeling you've been having in the pandemic, what do experts call it?
I read this headline, but I didn't read the article. It was languishing, I think. Was it... because I think the article was something like that feeling that you have is languishing or something, or that COVID feeling that you have is languishing. I remember it was, is languishing one of the choices?
It is.
All right. Then I choose languishing. I did not read the article. So that's, I did read the headline though. And I do recall that headline.
Languishing, Daniel.
Languishing.
It's not burnout. It's not depression. It's mostly a feeling of aimlessness and stagnation. If you've been feeling this way, you're not alone.
I prefer to think I'm just lost in my own ennui.
All right.
Two people will laugh at that joke, by the way. Go ahead.
The last question, yes. Number five.
Yes, number five.
A recent poll found that 45% of voters in Texas said that they would support a certain celebrity in a run for governor. Who was it?
All right. I think it is that guy, the Lincoln car guy, Matthew McConaughey, once voted the sexiest man alive.
It is.
Actually, wait, Adam, I'm sorry. This is just in from the judges. No, he was voted sexiest man alive three times. Sorry.
It is who they were talking about. Okay, are you ready for the ones that you don't know the answers to?
All right, Adam, after I've gotten all five of these questions correct, I'm going into this speed round now with a perfect score. The speed round, for those of you who may be new to the show, speed round was introduced several months ago because I was just too good at the news quiz. So this is Adam's chance to read me some Trivial Pursuit questions capped at 60 seconds. Let's put 60 seconds up on the big board.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What U.S. state's lesser-known nicknames include the Winter Salad Bowl State?
Minnesota?
It's Florida, Daniel. What movie was Steven Spielberg allowed to make on the condition that he also make Jurassic Park?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Schindler's List. What Civil War general declared, "I will not move my army without onions"?
Because back in the day, we used to wear an onion on our belt, which was the fashion at the time. MacArthur. That's the only general I know.
Ulysses S. Grant. Okay. What Italian astronomer invented the thermometer in 1592?
Italian astronomer? Galileo?
That is correct. How many years are indicated by 5 score?
35.
It's 100. Oh! What 50-year-old minor league pitcher did...
Adam, I'm sorry. We have run out of time.
Well, you got 1 out of 6, Daniel. That would be 6 out of 11 that you got today.
6 out of 11. And if you add that together, that's an 18, which when you divide by 5 is, 3 and something. I feel like that's a solid B plus, Adam. A very solid B plus.
I feel like
it's new math.
Five score is something that they would say in Australia, because Scotty on Twitter, you know, he's from Australia, for those of you who don't know.
Yes.
He said fortnightly.
Fortnightly is Twitter. Every 2 weeks.
And I'm like, who uses the term fortnightly? What is this, some fantasy novel or something?
Yep,
some
every 2 weeks.
Bullshit.
I used to do a podcast that came out fortnightly. So,
I mean, I feel like that's something that they would use there in Australia.
I thought score was 7, not 20. I forgive myself. It's a news quiz, everyone. That's why it's here. All right.
It's the news quiz. That's why it's here.
This is why it's here, so that I can fail, Adam. That's the whole point of it. Is so that I can fail.
Well, it is so you can fail. That's true. It is fun for me.
It is. I'm behind. I'm sorry. I've got to do this thing. Did I? No, I didn't.
The mouse is very loud.
Has it disappeared?
Has what disappeared,
your
Daniel?
Mouse. Has your mouse disappeared?
No, it has not disappeared. It's stalling still here.
Because, you know what? Prior to State of the Station tonight, I already had the test kitchen loop up. And then I switched over when we were looking for another thing. And so I feel bad. All right, here we go. Every single week, Adam, without fail, rain, sleet, snow, sunshine, doesn't matter. Every single week, we get voluminous piles of documentation delivered to our front doors of things that happened on this day, the day that we are recording, April 23rd of some year. This is from the Mixed Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. Adam, today is the day of silence.
Then I should be silent.
Created in 1996 and held every April 23rd this year. Every April 23rd this year, Day of Silence is a campaign that seeks to shed light on what many LGBTQ youth experience daily. Initially intended to focus on this problem within the school system, it has since expanded into workplaces, university campuses, and sporting events. So there you go, the Year of Silence. Did you celebrate the Day of Silence today?
I've been very noisy today, so I guess I didn't.
I believe you were actually celebrating National Cherry Cheesecake Day, which is also today. National Cherry Cheesecake Day. Do you know cheesecake was invented?
2000 BC.
You're reading off the... You're supposed to, like, pretend, at least. No, I have no idea. What, like, do you think it was before Christ?
No, Daniel, I knew that. I knew. I didn't know if you knew this.
You should at least have an anecdote as to why you knew that. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember I learned that in Bible study one year.
Well, yeah, I did, actually. It was in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 7. They actually talk about the first cherry cheesecake, and
I found out today that the Cheesecake Factory doesn't make their own cheesecake. It's the factory.
Really?
The factory is a lie. There is no factory for the Cheesecake Factory. It's Nabisco. Nabisco makes the cheesecakes for the Cheesecake Factory.
That is, you know what? I don't really like cheesecake all that much. I mean, if you give me a cheesecake, I'll eat it.
I'm just saying, I was today years old when I learned that.
But let me tell you this. I don't know if they still have it because I haven't eaten at a Cheesecake Factory in a long time. I love their, what are they called? Tamale cakes.
Tamale cakes.
Oh my God, they're so good.
They're better with enchilada sauce on them.
Better than the cheesecake.
On today, April 23rd in 1980, in Canada, Montreal police raid Sauna David, a gay bathhouse, and arrest 61 men on body house charges. Do you think Turniped was arrested during that?
I wouldn't be surprised. He is pretty body.
He's pretty body.
In the house. Mm-hmm.
On April 23rd in 1957, the Midget Autopia opened in Disneyland. It was located right next to Storybook Land canal boats, and it was for very young guests who were too small to ride the other Autopia attractions. Did you know, Adam, that stupid Autopia ride was so popular that they not only built a second Autopia, full-size Autopia, but then a third junior Autopia? At one point in time, Disneyland had three go-kart tracks.
It sounds like they're making fun of midgets and autistic people all at the same time. Do they? I mean, how do they get away with using
it? It's the political correctness and whatever that editorial was in the Orlando Sentinel.
I meant to say dwarves. Yeah. Little people. Is that what they meant? I mean, was there another term for midget? Did they... I feel like they don't have that ride anymore, right?
No, they took it out. In fact, the ride was donated in 1996. It was removed, and it was donated to Walt Disney's boyhood hometown of Marceline, Missouri.
Because I feel like that wouldn't be good PR for Disney. A ride called Midget.
In 1993, at a dedication service, Walker Ranch officially becomes Disney Wilderness Preserve. Disney and the South Florida Water Management District, we know them here as Swift Mud, has come to an agreement in 1992, allowing Disney to develop on an area in Central Florida closer to their theme parks. This actually ended up turning out to be Celebration, Florida, which is now a town that you can buy property in and live in. It's like, it's real near Disney. It is the town that Disney built. They no longer have anything to do with it, but they did plan and build that community.
Wait, but it's also a wilderness preserve?
No, no, no. The Walker Ranch Wilderness Preserve, the ones that they had, became a new...
I think I've seen that town because there was a... ever watched that?
Celebration? Yeah.
Great American Christmas Fight Fight or whatever?
Yeah.
I feel like there was a neighborhood there that they...
I mean, you love documentaries. You should watch. There's a documentary, I think it's called The Town That Disney Built. It's all
they're all required to wear Mickey hats all the time.
No. Like I said, Disney has nothing to do with it now. By the way, it's a gorgeous place. It's like, I would love to live there. It's gorgeous. It's like all the houses back up to a field. So like if you took two blocks and you turned the houses around so that in between the house, like instead of you having a neighbor directly behind you, you have a field behind you. Right. So they have a lot of like, so that you can go out in the backyard and play. Right. It's like, there's a huge field. It's a planned community. It's very nice.
I have a field behind my house at the moment and I would love to have landscaping. But,
On April 23rd in 1564, William Shakespeare was born.
I say, Daniel, I don't know.
There's a whole bunch of stuff about Shakespeare. Shakespeare. Night. I really hate it. I don't want to know Shakespeare.
Daniel,
that was a satyr joke. That was a Scott the satyr joke right there.
What light through yonder window break? It is the east and Juliet the sun. Beware,
I'm being told,
sun.
Hold on, I'm being told by our executive producer that he actually died on the same day, April 23rd. William Shakespeare was born and died on April 23rd. I mean, yeah, there were years, 52 years between them, but he died on the same day.
That's how to do it.
Let's see. In 1954, Hank Aaron hit his first home run of his Major League Baseball career. You know what, Adam? He used a right hand.
I was
going to
say. LHT or RHT, Daniel? Which?
And in 1961, Judy Garland played Carnegie Hall. She was one of the biggest and most popular movie stars of all time, making her first film appearance at the age of 7 and earning the first of 3 Oscar nominations at 17 for her starring role in what may be the best beloved American movie of all time, The Wizard of Oz.
I believe she was a heroin addict or something.
She could have been.
She had some kind of drug problem.
You know, we get the Weekly World News from 1996 delivered every week also. Back in April 23rd, 1996, there's a whole big thing about the FBI photos of Elvis, proves he didn't die, and there's a face on Mars, bombshell, blah, blah. I don't care about any of those things. This is what I was drawn to right here, is this article on like the fourth page. New virus shrinks male genitals to nothing. I think this is the hard-hitting kind of news that our listeners have come to expect from here. From Johannesburg, South Africa, a horrifying new virus has emerged that strikes only males between the ages of 18 and 55 and shrinks their genitals away to nothing.
Oh, you almost are out of the age range there.
I know. One more year and I will be safe from the genital shrinking disease.
Is there a vaccine? Because
I don't know. As of this writing, there have been 3,164 reported cases in the tiny Transvaal region of South Africa since November. An alarming 143 cases have erupted in nearby Botswana and 252 emerged in Rhodesia. I'm just saying, Adam, you've got another what? 10 years of this dicey penis shrinking virus.
12 years. 13 years, 12 and a half years.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are two things I want to say about that page. First of all, the health official looks like the aardvark on the Ant and the Aardvark cartoon.
Yeah, he's an ant. I'm an aardvark. Is that what that was from? It's like, he's an ant. Yeah. I'm an aardvark. I like to eat ants.
Yeah. It was. And also, I don't know if you were going to read this one, but I find it interesting that London's serial spanker has ladies seeing red. I mean, I wonder if he still has his balls.
I don't know. The, or maybe his genitals have shrunk. Maybe his genitals have shrunk from... No, I wasn't going to read those, Adam. But what I am going to do is I'm going to play you a theme song from a movie that was number one at the box office on April 23rd of some year using only this musical cue. Adam, can you tell me what movie was number one at the box office? Okay, you're looking over a list.
You're not supposed to say that. I am not. I'm probably going to get this wrong, Daniel, but I'm...
Yes?
I'm going to say Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song.
You are correct, Adam. It was Sweet Sweetass's Badass Song.
Oh, man. Good thing I just watched that the other day.
I always got confused because Marvin Van Peebles looked so much like his son, Mario Van Peebles. Was it Mario Van Peebles?
That name rings a bell.
Yeah, they both look alike. And I was like, wow. I thought Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song was made much later than it was, but it was actually Melvin Van Peebles, 1971. I think it was kind of a... I remember watching this song. It was a very good movie. It was an opera? It's like a rock opera?
That was before my time, 1971. I was not alive.
I'm just saying. What
year were you born?
I was born in 67. I didn't watch it at the premiere or anything. I'm just saying. I remember watching it on like HBO or something.
Your parents didn't take you when you were four or however?
Hey, we're going to take young Daniel to Sweet Sweetass's Badass Song. That's what we're going to do. It's like...
Oh, it's Tattoo.
Adam, we would like to say a very happy birthday to Dev Patel.
Oh,
Dev Patel is so hot. He's turning 31. Speaking of not... No, I thought that was Ted Cruz. No, never mind. That was Tayo Cruz. John Cena turns 44. John Oliver turns 45. I saw that and I was like, John Oliver is only 44? He looks older than me.
I know. He does.
Let's see who else I recognize. George Lopez is 60. Valerie Bertinelli is turning 61. And Michael Moore is turning 67. Also today, Joyce DeWitt. You remember Joyce DeWitt, Adam?
I know the name.
She was on game shows. That's how I know her. She was on game shows. I just remember. And in the center square, Joyce DeWitt. It's like, let's see, Blair Brown.
Was she the one that was always on with Auntie Scott's friend?
Possibly.
Joyce DeWitt and what was Scott's friend's name?
I don't know. Also, Bionic Man, Lee Majors, turns 82 today. 82. Also, on this day, they've had birthdays that have died. Roy Orbison, Shirley Temple, William Shakespeare, Sandra Dee, and Hervé Villechaize, Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
The plane.
That is the birthdays for the week. You know what? We thank Cyclone, our executive producer, for providing that information every single week. What the fuck?
I'm playing it.
Oh, God.
Well, it's happy birthday. Kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine.
Yes. Yes. You know, funny thing is, Adam, every time you play the theme to the Fall Guy, you always say so fine. It's just like, that's your one line. Sitting there waiting for it. You're just like, you're like that guy that's on the dance floor at a wedding party, just waiting for, you know.
Oh, I do it. Waiting for the electric slide.
So fine. Right. When they play the Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. Do you do that? Yeah, you do that. Yeah. You're that guy. I never knew that. You're that guy. That's amazing to me. Yeah, I have one last thing.
What? Mark and I, when songs come on, he and I are such the same person that we will come in singing at exactly the same time. And not like that would have been a moment where it would be like, "Sweet Caroline." Mark and I, if we're in the car, both of us would be like, "Ba, ba, ba." And we don't even know. We don't plan it.
All right. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I wasn't going to. This is the topic I drug out, and I drug out because it's really technical, but you know what? I'm in a desperate spot here. I'm hoping that somebody has an answer for me. I have to run the monthly all hand meetings for my department, meaning that I'm producing it. I'm not actually talking. I set the agenda and I play music at the beginning and then I...
Do you say, live from the palatial?
No, and I advance the PowerPoint, right? It's like my screen is the one that's being sent out. And so here's the thing. When they do these fucking things, they're always just like, and Daniel, if you can go to the next slide, and blah, 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 you can see here and everything. All right, Daniel, if you can go to the next slide, and blah, blah. So I'm thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. I need like some kind of API that I can have on my, that they can send a ping to that will advance the slide because I don't feel like that adds to their presentation, right? I feel like that takes you out of the presentation when you have to tell someone else. So what I'm looking for, I'm hoping someone has an answer for me here, is some method by which they can signal to me to advance the slide, or I can set up some software that will automatically advance the slide without having to have them say, you know, Daniel, can you go to the next slide? So that's what I'm looking for.
Why don't you just buy them? Why don't you just get your company to buy a remote control for a presenter remote?
We're not in the same room. This is all virtual. They're in completely different towns. And what it is, this is over a Teams meeting.
Oh, they're okay.
This is a this is not like, no, if they were in the same room, I would just hand them a damn clicker. No, I'm just saying this like, I am the one that's presenting.
I forget.
Yeah, I'm presenting to 400 people there and they have to like keep taking time out to go like, can you advance to the next slide, please? And it's like, it's very annoying. I'm just looking. My best idea at this point in time is to use that game show buzzer that I used for the Pride 48 event. Right? Because I can mute myself. So I would be the only one that would hear the sound. So just have them like just press their space bar and which would give me a beep and I would know to advance. That's the low tech solution that I've come up with at this point in time. But I'm just curious if anyone has like what I would ideally love is some kind of API call that I could write a program that would just like ping that API, like write a program that they could press a button on a website that would then ping the API to advance it. That's what I'm hoping for.
You know how to write that.
But I don't think that API exists. I don't think that capability exists within PowerPoint. Anyway.
Oh, you mean.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. If anyone has an idea, let me know. That's
Lamont Cranston says, how about you buy a Love Sense anal buzzer? They can buzz you when they need to switch.
Have you tried those? No, you don't try those things. There's this couple that we sleep with and they got one and they were just like, hey Daniel, you like vibrators? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then they're like, it was so lame. It was I don't know. Well, these people that are like jumping around in orgasmic pleasure, they're lying.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it, but it was
you remember the masturbator that I bought?
Yeah. And it was the one that was so loud, and that was the one that the conveyor belt like didn't bring the lube up and it cut your penis.
Burn. Rope burn.
You know what? If you want to send us an email, you can do so. contact@mixminuspodcast.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, just like Scotty did earlier. But remember, wrap it up in 90 seconds because that's all we got.
Can you imagine if Maria was cleaning the house and she saw that? This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.